"But doctor," the man said, "I'm Mustache Charlie." Well, it's funny if you're a clown. Anyway, hello everyone, I'm Barco the Clown, attorney at law. And we're all here today to finally settle the estate of Mustache Charlie. We're not entirely sure why he chose Pagliacci and Sons to handle his estate, as we specialize in clowns and clown-related litigation. You know, jesters, harlequins, punchinellas, that sort of thing. But he insisted, and in fact, for many of us, the late Mustache Charlie was literally the only person we ever met who thought clowns were funny. Not like, ironically, he actually seemed to take genuine pleasure from our shenanigans. And so, here we are. As many of you know, Mr. Charlie died in 2013. But as the implementation of his final wishes was handled by... well, by clowns, you can imagine the comedy of errors that ensued. Huh? Huh? So in the meantime, his only living heir died, and... well, this video will explain the rest. We had to track down a Betamax machine to make it work, even though it was recorded in late 2012. Like I said, comedy of errors. Here's the tape.
Hey there, I'm Mustache Charlie. And if you're seeing this, I'm dead. Torn apart by koalas or possums or some other kind of marsupial.
Sorry, can you stop the tape for a minute? I thought he died in an ironic mishap involving a Halloween prop.
Yes, that's right. Mr. Charlie recorded over 30 videos in anticipation of his own demise. This was the closest one we could find to what actually happened. Also, most of the other tapes were blank since he decided to store them next to one of those giant red horseshoe magnets.
This tape details my final wishes. But I do have one wish above all. Please don't be sad that I'm gone. Old Mustache Charlie had a good run on this big blue marble we call the Earth. I saw the best sights the world had to offer, from Beirut to Baltimore. I lived through a few incidents that some people refer to as disasters. I personally prefer to think of them as disastertunities. Like recently, when that parents group sued me for using the song Mustang Sally to advertise my children's restaurant, it never occurred to me that the lyrics, "Ride, mustache, ride," would be offensive. But now I know. And as my old grandpa used to say, no one is half the battle. Anywho, despite all the disastertunities, I managed to squirrel a good chunk of cash away. Most of it came from that Japanese game show, Who Thought That Was a Good Idea? Which, according to the OED, is a phrase that actually originated with me. Who knew? So if it turns out that I don't have any living heirs left to accept my money, which is a real possibility given my family's tendency toward fatal learning experiences, I've given my attorneys instructions to disperse the money to a worthy cause. Because one thing I've always tried to do in my life is help people. Oh, we've had a few missteps here and there as well. I'm not sure if the head of my philanthropic society was actually dyslexic or he was trying to punk me, but we ended up giving a lot of money to a lot of non-existent organizations before we figured out that it was time to let him go. Turns out over $100,000 went to Beast Cancer Awareness, Toes for Tots, Habit Trail for Humanity, the Global Hunger Games Project, Pig Brothers Pig Sisters, Apathy International, and Doctors Without Trousers. But I think we have it all sorted now. And if you can convince the folks in charge of my estate that you can help the world with my money, it's yours!
We will now hear your appeals. One at a time, please. You, sir. You first.
Well, howdy, Mr. Charlie. I am what is commonly referred to as a boy. You will note my tawny head of golden curls, my circa 1898 sailor suit, and... of course, my impish grin.
You do realize that Mr. Charlie has been dead for 2 years, and you're not actually addressing him.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I saw him inside that glowing box, I thought he was just naturally tiny and flickering.
Oh, this could take all damn day. What would you do with the deceased's unclaimed millions?
Well, I am, as I mentioned, a boy. What I really desire in my heart of hearts is to graduate from boy to cowboy. I'd like very much to trade in my giant lollipop for a lasso, or a lasso if you prefer. I'd like to swap out my shiny patent leather shoes for a pair of shiny spurs, attached to a pair of boots for preference. If I could purchase myself, say, 1 to 3 head of cattle and the aforementioned accoutrement, I would be well on my way to achieving this goal.
Thanks. We'll let you know.
But I already picked out a hat It's on layaway.
Thank you.
It's a half-gallon hat. I was really hoping to get those other 9.5 gallons.
Next!
Hello, I'm a grande Italiana guy. Well, that's why I carry around this wheelbarrow full of the spicy meatballs, so I can get up to the 20. It's my hope to get the voice lessons, so I can clear up this ridiculous accent and become a famous opera singer.
And how does this help the world exactly?
Well, once I'm a renowned singer of the opera, I can join one of those benefit concert things. You know, we are the world. Band Aid. Live Aid. Live Aid. That sort of thing. I sing a song. They write the check. I keep the money. They feed the children. Everybody's happy.
I'm sorry, did you just say you'd keep the money?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant to say at all. Your language is a... come si dice? A beach for me. That's why I wanted the voice lesson, so I kind of say, I'll keep the money.
Thank you, next.
Oh, well, Timmy, I guess you're not gonna eat.
That's okay. I'll go see what's in the dumpster, I guess.
You keep out of our dumpsters!
Hello, I am a trained matador. I have these 1, 2, 3... heads of cattle.
Hang on, I'm gonna write down a phone number for you. Just, yeah, next!
Right, so we got Big Terry, he's the muscle. We got Dan, he's the getaway driver. Wee Terry, she's our man on the inside. We got Hutch, he's the fence. And me, I'm the brains of the operation. We do a daring broad daylight job. Everyone's still woozy from lunch. They won't even touch the alarms till after we're in the lorry, over the rail and far away. All we need to get started is a little seed money, right?
I'm sorry, is this some kind of a caper?
Well, it was. Until you just bungled it. Bollocks. We've been planning this for months. And this bloody clown just goes and bloody bungles.
Hello! I notice a distinct pattern in those other applicants. They don't seem at all interested in helping the world.
I know, it's like they didn't even watch the video.
Well, I did, and it dovetails nicely with my life's work. You see, our planet is in deadly danger.
Oh no, is it?
Yes, from the scourge of post-consumer waste, from our increasing reluctance to stop using fossil fuels, from the ever-growing hole in the ozone layer.
I thought we fixed that.
Yes, but for how long? Let me tell you something, friend. There are two things that people have trouble believing are real. Global climate change and vampires. And I'm here to tell you they're both real.
Oh my goodness, that's terrifying. I never imagined climate change could exist outside of horror novels and Bazooka Joe comic strips.
Believe it. As someone who intends to live forever, I'd very much like to do it on a planet that's not choked with styrofoam Big Mac boxes.
In fairness, I haven't used those in years.
Yes, but they're still around, rotting or not rotting in landfills. But with this funding, I can dispose of them properly.
Oh yeah? How?
By dumping them on the Wolfman's lawn. That'll show him.
No, close the curtain! Though it's an infinitely renewable source of clean energy, the sun is fatal to the likes of me.
I thought garlic killed you guys.
Everything kills us! Read a book! Well, you're obviously not going to close it. So listen, I'm currently crumbling to... Yep, there go my legs. To dust. Be a dear, close the goddamn curtain, then sweep me up and sprinkle a little virgin's blood on me, then we can
Oh, look at that, he did turn to dust. Do we have any virgin's blood? Do we know any virgins? Oh, who am I kidding? Who gets more tail than a clown? Ah, thank you, fellas, here we go.
You fool, that wasn't virgin's blood. You've revived me with seltzer water. Now I'm a vampire clown who cares about the environment. No one will take me seriously now that I'm such a tired old cliché.